What we do know is, though, that the talks process has intensified significantly this week on trying to find a way forward on the backstop. But I suspect November will probably be needed as well as October to get agreement on that.
I think it's absolutely clear that businesses where they have...
This comes as UK Finance Secretary Philip Hammond said negotiations with the EU have become more positive. But he insisted that there are still some big differences left to be resolved. The issue of Northern Ireland and the Irish border remains a bone of contention. The European Union leaders have demanded real progress by the October 18th meeting to allow time for any deal to be approved by the bloc's parliaments. The EU leaders have also set, or rather held out, the possibility of a special November summit to seal the overall Brexit deal. Senior analyst of Foreign Policy and Focus, Ian Williams, joins us now from New York. Mr. Williams, will there be a Brexit, and will it be in time?
I don't think there will be a Brexit deal, and it certainly won't be in time. And I am far from convinced that Brexit can actually happen without a total catastrophe. I don't think the British Parliament and the British people will allow any type of deal that's feasible under present circumstances to go through.
So what's going to be the next scenario at this point?
Well, look, they've really painted themselves into a corner. When the Conservatives rushed ahead with this referendum, they have a deal, an international treaty, effectively, between Ireland and the British government on the status of the border, which they can't get rid of. That's further reinforced because the fact of that May is dependent for her position, a majority in Parliament, on a small group of hardline Protestant sectarians in the DUP who also don't want to see a hard border reintroduced. So she's under double constraints. There's no way that you can keep Northern Ireland in the Union of the United Kingdom and take it outside the boundary and not keep some type of boundary there. They've worked on it. They've pretended that they could have computerized remote customs collections. It's not going to happen. And, you know, in addition, there's the whole undesirability of most of the Brexit provisions for what appears to be a majority of the British Parliament and the British people. And there's already been a decision in the British Parliament that any final deal will have to go back to Parliament for ratification. I mean, there are so many obstacles in this race for Theresa May. And we've known from seeing her dancing, she's not very light on her feet. I don't think she'll be able to jump over these obstacles in any reasonable way in the next year.
And many believe that a failure to get any ground and any footing in the negotiations for the Brexit with the European Union will also be a curtain call for Theresa May as well as Prime Minister.
Oh, I think that's almost certain. Look, the one thing I think most people are agreed on is that she is not just a lame duck, she's a dead duck. As far as it's concerned, the only reason that she hadn't been deposed is not even the very stupid Conservative ministers who brought this about are stupid enough to want to be sitting in number 10 Downing Street when all of the other ducks come home to roost from this deal. None of them want to be there. So she is there because nobody else is going to pick up the burden. It's the only thing that's certain for her is that she's going to go, and ignominiously for her point of view, I'm sure.
Thank you very much, Mr. Williams. Senior analyst of Foreign Policy and Focus, Ian Williams, joining us from New York.